This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We're back. How did Josh Appel do filling in for us for the last hour? Text it in. 305-567-0560. I'm curious what everyone thought. Appel's going to stick around with us for a little bit here. How did you do, Appel? Can you give yourself a grade for the last hour of radio you just did while we were absent?
Can I give it in booms?
Yes, yes. No. 1 to 5 booms.
Jesus.
I would give myself 4 booms out of 5.
All right.
I thought the George Richards interview was fantastic, as always. I told him at the end that I would take 100 George Richards against one gorilla, and also 100 Aaron Ekblad, 100 Aaron Ekblads and his forearms.
I tell you what, you want to put together 100. This is
What's
the only
boy's name, Hagel?
This is the only caveat that I will give you, because there's no chance 100 men could beat a gorilla,
goodness
silverback
gracious
gorilla, in a fight. The only caveat is if those 100 men are led by Aaron Ekblad, Brad Marchand, Sam Bennett, Matthew Tkachuk. Now that I think about it, the Florida Panthers, give me 3 lines, 3 Florida Panthers, 9 guys, but they've got to be Florida Panthers, can beat one silverback gorilla. But only 9 guys, they have to be on the first 3 lines for the Panthers.
Huck, I told you as we talked about this, I don't want no bitches.
Well, you're not getting them on the first 3 lines of the Panthers.
No, I need to pick the other 99 guys that I go running this silverback gorilla tank with.
Nope.
And I want Ekblad. I want Tkachuk. I want Brady Tkachuk as well. I have to pick my 99 dudes that are going to run ahead of silverback gorilla, and we're going to whoop his ass.
This is a great text. I said, how did Appel do while we were gone? The first text says, you were gone. So
that means you did a great job.
Yeah, glad we're not just background noise for you. You know what? Why don't we do, you want to do headlines, Solon? How long can you stick around, Appel? Can you stick around for the next segment?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to do heat grades the next segment, and we certainly don't need Appel's NBA talk.
Appel, what's your take on the 100 men versus gorilla?
No, what did you think of the Panthers? That you were there last night.
Yeah.
What did you think of their will to stick around and then do what they did to the Lightning? And do you feel like that's kind of a harbinger of things to come for this Stanley Cup run?
I thought last night was one of the coolest live sporting events that I've ever attended. It wasn't for like 56 minutes of game time, but that final 4 minutes, it's one of the loudest atmospheres that I've ever been a part of. The eruption when Seth Jones scored the second goal of that sequence.
When it just kind of dribbled in.
Unbelievable. Like, I almost missed it because I was still like
celebrating the previous
goal. Celebrating the other goal. I had like no time for it. It was unbelievable. My ear, like leaving the arena, I mentioned this when I took over in the first segment of the 3 o'clock hour. Like, I felt like I had given it my all. I walked outside the arena, hunched over with my hands on my knees, feeling like Jimmy Butler in the bubble.
Do you think they close it out Wednesday night?
Yeah, I think it'd be really tough for Tampa to come back from that. Maybe Tampa does get game 5, but I don't think it's going past 6. Like, this is Tampa's cooked.
And then who would the Panthers have next?
Toronto, if they close it out against Ottawa.
And that would be Toronto home ice?
Yes.
All right.
But as I pointed out when we previewed this series, the Panthers went up to Tampa, won two games there. They nearly dropped both games down here. Home ice advantage, in general, I don't think is too huge of a factor.
So if they were to go to the Stanley Cup again, and they're still in the first round, I'm putting the cart in front of the horse here, but they'd have to go through Tampa, then Toronto, and then potentially whom?
It would be Carolina or whoever comes out of that, like Carolina, Washington, that portion of the
like program. I mean, that's three really tough series, right, to get to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Wasn't the last 2 years very tough series?
Yep.
I mean, it's the playoffs. You're not there. There are no cakewalks in the playoffs, unless you're the Cavs playing the Heat.
And Josh, are we better?
Why do you gotta dig that in right now? Oh, we were feeling so good here.
We
talked about it in the 2 o'clock hour, and I felt like we had kind of expunged ourselves from that.
we got that out of our system. Are they better this year in the playoffs? Yeah. I don't know. Like they won it last year. So to win the Stanley Cup and then say this year they're a better team, that is kind of crazy to say, but they add Marchand, they added Seth. Like, are they better this year?
I think on paper they are better than they were last year. I don't know if that'll trend, like winning in hockey, and like there's so many games, so many bounces can go one way or the other. Like the margins last night, like both teams scored their goals in a matter of 12 seconds, 11 seconds, whatever it was. There wasn't a whole lot happening over the course of that game until those little 12-second pockets where both teams scored a couple of goals. So anything can really happen. But I think on paper, this team is better than the one from last year. I do.
Well, that's shocking. Like, yeah, you'd have never thought that at the end of last season. There's no way that the team's going to be able to get better, because all we talked about, I remember, towards the end of last season was, hey, you're going to lose a couple guys. And somehow, like, we'd mentioned this with Will Manso, like, at some point, and we may have talked with you about it, at some point, this roster that Bill Zito has put together will have to be talked about as one of the best rosters ever assembled in South Florida sports.
Absolutely. I mean, you just look at the third line, okay? Last year, Vladimir Tarasenko was the trade deadline acquisition, and he was very good for the Panthers in the playoffs, had some great moments. But I think Brad Marchand is an upgrade over Vladimir Tarasenko on the third line. The Panthers have a fourth and a fifth line that you can interchange, and I'd be just as confident in them playing. I was a little nervous about what they would look like without Brandon Montour and Oliver Ekman-Larsson, but Nate Schmidt scored three goals in this series already. Seth Jones has been phenomenal. George Richards touched on that when I spoke to him in the 3 o'clock hour. Like, I don't really see a flaw on paper, of course, on this roster. And if the penalty kill is going to be like this, they've allowed one power play goal in 15 chances, including a massive start of the third period, backs against the wall, potentially going back to Tampa, tied 2-2 after taking a 2-0 series lead. They kill off a 5-minute power play at the start of the third period. This team right now finds those little moments in the margins, and they're just doing an excellent job. And I, again, this is me being a homer, I know, but like, I don't see a team right now on paper that's better than them.
Are we good with Hagel? Ekblad did what he did. We're good to go with
now.
Hagel.
Now we're even, Steven.
Yeah.
I think Olecki is getting the game here. I think he's getting suspended.
All right.
He gets suspended?
But it's over.
He's got a phone hearing. Mikula got fined.
I saw Nico Mikula got a – how much was the fine? I saw
– $5,000, which is the maximum allowable. And he got –
I didn't realize there was a hearing for Ekblad.
Yeah, the Elliot Freeman of Sportsnet reported that there'll be a phone hearing for him. I don't know if it's happened yet or if it's going to happen, but yeah, I mean, especially with Hagel being announced as being out.
But regardless,
tomorrow,
it's over. Like, they've both done what they needed to do, and that won't,
oh yeah,
that
Aaron, Aaron Ekblad can Aaron Ekblad can focus his forearm on fighting the silverback gorilla.
All right,
I need to work on my roster.
For the gorilla
Josh,
fight?
For the gorilla fight. Do you believe 100 men can beat up one silverback gorilla?
Cause
no! I'm getting all these softies out of my way because I got my list going.
The list, you might as well make a list of 99 people you want dead. Don't put any of your friends on there. Just make a list of 99 people that you hate.
So, Josh, you say no?
I'm out.
There's no chance.
I got Brady Tkachuk, Matthew Tkachuk, Keith Traylor, Joey Porter, Zach Thomas, and Ronnie Brown right now.
Man, rest in peace to all those legends. It's so sad to see you all go.
I'm going to get a list of 100 guys that I'm going to this fight with.
That way, that was, by the way, your Road to a Repeat, not the Silverback Gorilla Talk, the actual hockey talk. Road to a Repeat, sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Let's do a quick look at the headlines here with Solana, or do you want to do headlines, Appel? Who wants to do the headlines, Appel or Solana?
He put them together. I'm not going
to. All right, Solana gets the headlines here. Brought to you by our friends at Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
I've added Lawrence Taylor, Torian Charles, and Dennis Rodman.
R.I.P.
Do you know what a silverback gorilla is?
Do I know what a gorilla is? Is it not a goldfish? Y'all are soft.
Because this goes viral all the time.
Whoa,
like, oh, can a human with a bat take on a grizzly bear? And it's like, do people not understand that a silverback gorilla can pick up the weight of 30 humans with their finger?
Can he pick up the weight of 30 humans with 10 guys hanging on both his arms?
Did you literally have never seen the movie King Kong? Because
that King Kong is not old.
He's holding
huge
on a building, and he's knocking helicopters down.
And he was encouraged by the white woman.
Right.
We don't have no white woman.
Well,
I'm bringing 30 dudes.
I'm telling you, you have no. I think Solana's right. You don't know what a silverback gorilla is.
King Kong.
Do you
is
understand?
Not a silver-
no one in the animal kingdom submits ever, ever.
I know.
They fight till the death. Till the death. Who's the famous referee? Who's that guy in UFC?
Tim Donaghy.
What's the wrestling brothers' names?
Oh.
The
Hebner.
UFC brothers.
Oh, Hebner.
These guys. The
Bushwhackers.
The Bushwhackers.
I got the Bushwhackers on my list.
All right, well, if the Bushwhackers are in this thing, I got to rethink.
Bushwhacker 1, Bushwhacker 2.
Were those their names?
I have no idea.
Was it Bushwhacker 1 and 2?
John Jones. What's John Jones's brother's name?
I don't know. I don't know.
John Jones,
you know,
Roger Jones.
No, put the Jokic brothers. If you want to put brothers on there, put the Jokic
three
brothers.
Three Jokic's?
Yeah.
So I got Joker
yeah.
and his brothers with
yeah,
me.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
You realize, again, no one submits in the animal kingdom. They literally fight till the death.
Three Jokic's, the Jones brothers, the Bushwhackers, Dennis Rodman, Lawrence Taylor, Ronnie Brown, Zach Thomas, Joey Porter, Keith Traylor, and both Tkachuk brothers.
First
we're
all,
walking up to a gorilla.
First of all, Dennis Rodman is going to take the side of the gorilla because he likes the, you know, like he's oh
he
you don't
throws
know
a little coke in his nose. Now he doesn't know what's going on.
There's no foreign materials in this scenario.
Every single person you just listed there won't have their pieces by the end of this.
Right, and people have to die. You know that. So
I'm
who's
gonna
who's,
sacrifice? I'm running up first.
Really?
I'm running up first. And I'm gonna tell my boys, do not let him kill me.
Okay. No, I love the fact that you're going to do that because you're gonna go get mauled by the gorilla, and your 99 friends are gonna run the other way. They're gonna head for
Listen,
Z Hills.
I got my list going, Hawk, and you're not on it.
Please don't put me on that list.
The Miami Heat, they lost in embarrassing fashion yesterday. They had a lead 3-2
The Rock, Keanu Reeves.
I mean, The Rock and Keanu Reeves
Keanu
have
Reeves.
No time for this nonsense.
Keanu Reeves.
What about Travis Scott?
Have you seen
Wait,
that
is
movie?
Is this Keanu Reeves from The Replacements? Like Shane Falco?
No, this not Ooh. Shane Falco. This is the guy.
Shane
this
Falco.
This is the new movie.
This is Keanu Reeves from Ghost.
The kicker
what?
From The Replacements.
This Keanu you know,
Sam
Reeves.
Wheat.
With,
Sam Wheat.
This is not Sam Wheat. This is the new Keanu Reeves when he kills people.
From Matrix?
With the dogs.
No one knows what you're talking about.
What's Keanu Reeves' new
you
movie?
You mean John Wick?
John Wick. This is John Wick Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
I got Keanu. What's Jason Statham's coming with me?
Oh, stop it. Might as well bring Liam Neeson's.
Oh, he's going to make sure I get out of that pen because he made sure his daughter got out of the Hungary.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, what's his name?
Liam Neeson.
He's coming with me. Liam Neeson. I got a crew.
It's a good crew. Like, you're putting together the Expendables, but you are expendable, all of you, to the gorilla.
I don't know if Ronnie Brown wants to be on this list.
You need, like, crazy, insane people.
Crackheads.
Yeah, you do.
Don't call my friends crackheads.
No,
my friends.
100.
Oh, UD?
Yeah.
I think me and UD might do it. Alone.
Mm-hmm.
Me and UD plus 98?
Uh-huh.
Come on, man.
Again.
Udonis Haslam and myself with 98 helpers to get a gorilla.
I don't
want to
be the voice of reason, boy. But I will if I have to. The only way that you could possibly beat the gorilla is if you distract him by putting a finger in the butt and he doesn't know what happened at that very moment, and then someone comes in and strangles him.
So
or...
You going to be the finger butt guy?
It's the only chance we have.
So you should be on my list.
And I'm going to do this on video, and I know people can't see this, but unless you see a guy in this fight walking in the background like this.
Like Elmer Fudd.
Unless you see that, there is no chance.
So, the Kachuk brothers, Joey Porter, Zach, Ronnie Brown, Lawrence Taylor, Dennis Rodman, the Bushwhackers, John Jones, The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Jason Statham, Liam Neeson, and Udonis Haslam. We're in front, and you sneak around the back and put your finger in his butt.
That is correct.
That's the way to win.
That is the only way. And I don't even want to do it, but to save some of my heroes there, I will have to. But there's only, it's going to be a momentary surprise. You know what I mean?
Well, you'll have to practice for this, won't
it's
you?
It's going to be a momentary surprise. I probably will. Come on over here. It's going to be a momentary surprise. You're literally, I'm going to open up a half second window for you to defeat him.
Mm-hmm. So once you boomp him, you yell, go.
I don't know where this guy is.
But just to be clear for a second, the guy who broke both of his feet doing a toe touch in his house.
Yeah, that's the guy beating the
is
gorilla.
Is going to lead the charge.
That's right.
I'm leading the charge.
Okay. That's right. All right, give us the headlines real quick because I want to get into some.
I think Ndamukong Suh will come with me.
Yeah. How much you paying him?
I got to call him.
You could try a low blow. I mean, everybody knows in wrestling that's the most devastating move in the history of moves.
What if I get Aaron Donald to come along?
He will die also.
Aaron Donald's on my list.
JPP. He's got a lot less to lose.
Right.
He's the one that needs to do the booty poke with the finger hand.
Right. But got to use the right hand.
Or the left.
That's what I meant.
This is crazy. This list is crazy.
It's crazy how
these, you're gonna say a hundred of these
are going
dogs,
to die as if dying. They were toys.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Do you know what a silverback gorilla is?
I do. I've seen them. It's 100 dudes.
Right, come on, finish up the headlines. It's ridiculous.
Jason Momoa, he's on my list.
Jason Momoa.
Just a pretty face, I think. I don't know if Jason Momoa is going to be much.
Jason Momoa goes in. He's going in there, Josh.
How about Reagan Mawia?
I don't know. I don't.
What about Larry Paul Chester, Soliar. Tim Bowens?
Paul Soliar is on my list.
All right.
Andrew Van Ginkel has just been given a $23 million extension that includes $22.4 million guaranteed.
Leroy Horde just texted me. Does Crowder not realize he can barely walk? Now he wants to be a badass?
Mm-hmm.
Leroy Horde is not on my list.
It don't matter.
I put Tobin. Tobin's on the list.
Yeah, I can't control this camera. It's just
Tobin.
It's unwieldy.
Tobin is in between Ndamukong Suh and Paul Soleil. You got my back, Tobin. You got the left hand. You got to run in. We're all in.
Leroy, I'll be with you. We're going to that meat happy hour in Vegas. We're going to have a nice time. We're going to toast the memory of our friends.
You think all these dudes are going to die? These are killers.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Terry Crews is on my list.
Hamburger Eddie? Hamburger Eddie? Well, I didn't know Hamburger Eddie was going to be on there. All right, anything? Come on, Solana. I got to get back on track here. We're going to run out of time. I got to give
Will
you heat grade.
Will Smith is going to slap
enough.
Him. Will Smith is on my list.
Yeah, let him go first.
He's going to slap the hell out of this gorilla.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
Looking at some of these suggestions from
who we got?
The texters. James Harrison. Do you have James Harrison on there?
James Harrison's on my list.
That guy's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the text I was looking for. It was Patrick Swayze in Ghost. Thank you.
Patrick Swayze's
victory,
on my list.
Victory for me. All right. Are you sticking around, Appel, or are you taking off?
We'll see.
Okay, we'll see. No commitment. Maybe Josh Appel will be here when we get back. Maybe not. You don't know. Did you do weather?
I did, Hawk.
All right. I have heat grades for the season and the postseason from Ira Winderman in the next segment. Spoiler alert, everyone should get an F for the postseason. He did not grade as hard as I would, but everybody, well, not Nikola Jovic, of course.
Thank
leading
you.
Leading
Thank
scorer, you. Leading scorer from last night. I'm sorry, I didn't think that all the way through. But grades for the Heat season.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys! Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, before I get to the Heat grades, we do have another pair of tickets for Billy Idol and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Coming to Amerant Bank Arena May 13th. It's a Live Nation show. We will give away a pair of tickets sometime before 6 o'clock. Here is from Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel. I won't read you everything he wrote about last night, the final paragraph before he gets to the grades. Change is coming. This time not as much about players opting to move elsewhere, as in recent offseasons with Max Strus and Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin seeking external vistas, but rather with a shakeup practically required, which is what we talked about at the beginning of the show. Be hard to sell to a fan base. Oh, yeah, we think we've seen enough that we want to run it back without wholesale changes. Mm-hmm. Wholesale changes.
Got to.
Here is some of the grades from Ira. Tyler Hero. His contract status, by the way, due $31 million next season with one additional season on contract, extension eligible October 1st. You want to guess? Season grade. He gives a season grade and a postseason grade. Tyler Hero, season grade.
Season grade is an A. He balled out all pro, he's an all-star season. Postseason C minus.
Solana, regular season, postseason.
Regular season, A plus in my mind because of the amount of games he played. Postseason, D minus.
Ira gave him, you want to guess Appel or you just want to mail it in this hour? He's not even mic'd up.
Well, that's not my fault.
No, it's not your fault. Absolutely not your fault. That's Jimmy's fault.
What?
I want to see if Solana would let Jimmy burn for that one.
Oh, absolutely.
Ira gives him season grade A, postseason B minus.
No.
He says Hero showed all his possibilities during the All-Star regular season and then learned about the realities of life as a leading man in the playoffs. Awful at the close. Now the question is whether the Heat build around him or sell high as part of a rebuild. Because I would say after that season, Tyler Hero, no matter that he absolutely stunk yesterday, Tyler Hero, you could sell high on him right now.
Sell him. Honestly, 4-1-1, like that was embarrassing. We've seen enough of Tyler, and I think Tyler's a 3. Now, I thought he was a 2, but I think Tyler's a 3. He's not. Giannis, because that conversation is going to come up with what's going on in
Well,
Milwaukee.
The problem is, though, if Giannis you give everyone – oh, Giannis and Tyler?
Giannis and Tyler as the 2, that's not a championship.
Because here's the issue that I'm having now is, like, everybody wants to go out and get a whale. So you're essentially going to have to give Bam or Tyler, maybe both. Well, then who the hell wants to come here if it's you and Duncan Robinson and Andrew Wiggins?
Bam, Tyler, and Wiggins is not it. Giannis, Bam, and Wiggins, I can see something happen of that. Tyler.
But you saw Giannis and Dame.
We just saw a team choke Tyler to death.
Yeah.
They want a Jalen Brunson. We see what people try to do with these teams. Jalen Brunson, they try to choke out Anthony Edwards. They try to choke out Luka. They can't choke out top players. We've watched an organization choke Tyler out where
somebody,
he can't do anything, man. It was embarrassing.
Somebody says for the Silverback Gorilla fight list, put W2 Roy on there because he needs a job.
W2 Roy's on my list. I added some people to my list now. Right, listen.
Save it for later. I got to get through these grades.
Tyson Fury.
All right. Okay.
Tyson Fury.
Rest in peace. The guy can barely make it 10 rounds.
Jokic and his two brothers, Trent Williams from the tackle from the 49ers.
Swear I thought you were going to say Trent Dilfer.
Mikael Becton, he's 362. Maleta, whatever that tackle is from the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm doing research Maleta. Now.
All right.
Refrigerator Perry, okay, you think he can't hold an arm down?
Well, not now.
Daniel Cormier?
All right.
Come on now. Y'all see this list? Y'all going to tighten up.
Bam Adebayo. He's due $37 million next season with 3 additional seasons on his contract. What do you think his season grade was, postseason grade was?
Season B+, postseason C-.
Solana?
Are we guessing what Ira wrote down?
No, actually, what do you think?
Yeah, I think season B-, postseason D-.
Appel?
I'm with Solana.
Season grade from Ira is B+. You've attached your train to the worst car. Well, he did a whole soliloquy yesterday on how great Bam Adebayo is, and Bam Adebayo went out and had one of the worst.
Didn't even shoot the ball.
One of the worst games.
Didn't even want the ball.
Are you talking about the second leading scorer last night, Hawk?
Yeah, you know who the third leading scorer was? Me. That's how few points they scored.
Man, we're playing hot potato. Here you go. No, you got it. You got
Ira
it.
Gives Bam a
yeah projection to stick together.
Ira gives Bam a B+ for the season and a B for the postseason.
A B?
He says the offense finally came around later in the season, but the defense remained ever present and elite. The playoffs, though, showed more is required on the offensive end. Still, he remains a 2-way franchise cornerstone.
A 3. He's Chris Bosh.
I think Ira is saying he's a 2.
He's not paid as a 3.
He's not paid as a 3, so you can't really have him as a 3.
Giannis is a 1 on a championship team. He has one. He has an MVP of the finals, right? Giannis and Bam, and then ancillary players aren't winning a championship.
Andrew Wiggins, he is due $28.2 million next season with 1 additional season on contract, which is a player option. Season grade, postseason grade.
Wiggins has to be a D. D's on both. He didn't do anything for us.
Solana?
Regular season, I just don't think it's fair. He was injured. C-, postseason, not listed.
I mean, he was out there.
Tardy.
You can't. Tardy. He never showed up. He wasn't late.
A lot of unexcused absences there.
You're still attaching yourself to the Solana train, Appel?
Yeah.
All right. Ira gives Wiggins a C for the season and a D- for the postseason. Yeah. He says, yes, there was the 42-point eruption against the Hornets and a few other breakout moments, but also way too much time missed since his arrival, and then there was a playoff no-show. As much as ever, it seems as if he remains more of a salary cap number for a trade than part of the future. Khalil Ware, due $4.4 million next season, two additional seasons on contract. Regular season, postseason.
Regular season C, postseason D.
Solana?
No, regular season A. I thought he earned himself a starting spot as a rookie and clearly looks like somebody you can build around. Postseason, it's probably unfair, but I mean, truthfully, a D or an F.
Ira gave him a B minus for the season and a D for the postseason. He says, with the move into the starting lineup, there was enough of a tease to create optimism for more, but then he also was game planned out of the playoffs. There is intrigue, but there are questions. Davion Mitchell will be a restricted free agent if the Heat tender an $8.7 million qualifying offer by late June, or else he's an unrestricted free agent. Season grade, postseason grade.
He's a B-minus guy his whole career.
Solana?
A, and truthfully, it should be an A-plus in the regular season, and it would have been an A-plus had the Heat not lost the way they did last night, but still an A in my book in the postseason.
Ira says B for the season and a B-plus.
Wrong.
For the postseason.
He's a B guy forever.
Arrived as the type of two-way guard the Heat needed and then got ever better in the postseason. Still, the Heat have long been wary about the overpay for supporting pieces. A return seems about 50-50 at the moment based on potential outside interest.
Probably less.
Nikola Jovic. Goodness, this is what Solana has been waiting for. Due $4.4 million next season, eligible to be a restricted free agent in 2026. Regular season, postseason.
C, regular season, postseason, F. He didn't do anything.
He was the leading scorer last night.
One game.
Solana?
Valedictorian.
Nah. Also could single-handedly defeat a silverback gorilla.
CF.
C-plus, regular season. And he didn't play in the postseason, so C minus C.
Ira says C for the season and a C plus for the postseason. There were times when Jovic set up as a quality rotation piece with his unique skill set for his size, but the lack of action in the postseason still leaves doubts. If he can help facilitate a trade, he could be gone if there's outside interest.
Please.
My guy, Duncan Robinson.
FF.
He is due $19.9 million next season on the final year of his contract with $9.9 million guaranteed. He has until June 29th to terminate the contract and become a free agent. He won't. And his contract otherwise becomes fully guaranteed on July 8th. Season grade, postseason grade.
FF.
Solana?
Does Ira write he won't? Was that Ira? Or
Ira
was that you?
No, Ira says he will not.
Okay. No, he's not giving up $19
million.
Well,
why would he give up $19
million? No, he's not worth $19 million.
I don't think he'll give up $19 million, but it is an interesting conversation of Duncan saying, hey, this could be my last chance to go get multiple years on a deal rather than wait it out next season and be
expired.
Exposed.
Who's
going to give him multiple
money
years?
Who's throwing money at Duncan Robinson?
He got exposed.
I'm not telling you that Duncan's going to get 3 years, $90 million, Crowder, but if he can get multiple years at $12 million per year, $10 million per year, rather than playing on an expiring deal.
I think that's
I'm not saying he is, Hawk. I'm just
no, I get it. I just don't think that there's many out there who would give him that because he all of a sudden you started to think he had multiple aspects to his game and then he didn't anymore.
I don't think that's necessarily
true. Chicharron and lemon.
I don't think that's necessarily true. I think, you know, he's a 3-point shooter for sure, but he also showed you he can be a little bit more than that. And in the right situation, he could be the difference, as we've seen, between a team like the Lakers who need an extra shooter actually being able to compete against some of the top teams in the NBA, and teams are willing to pay $12 million per year.
I think that time has passed on him. I think that conversation was something to be had a few seasons ago. I just think that time has passed.
I think we wasted our money giving him the $90 million deal years ago.
No, you didn't waste your money. What the market dictated.
I had a lot of fun watching him. I mean, it came to an end, but he gave you a couple good seasons.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He did nothing.
Sure he did.
He didn't even start this year, huh?
Yes, he did.
This season, I'm out on him. I'm done.
He did start the season, and the best that he looked this year was with Duncan in the starting lineup. You just couldn't play him next to Tyler Hero because the two guys get exposed when they're on the floor together defensively.
You usually have to have more than three people playing defense in the NBA. You have those guys out there together. The silverback gorilla could put up 22 points in a quarter if it's Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero guarding.
Yeah, shooting the threes over Duncan Robinson right now.
Ira Winderman gives him a C for the season and a D for the postseason. He says, a season after showing a more complete game, the defensive deficiencies mitigated any offensive strides. The trust level then fell off a cliff in the postseason. You never, by the way, need more example than last night when he didn't get subbed in till they were down 120 points with 3 minutes to go.
The contract was a mistake.
Ira says it would appear waiving him and saving $10 million will be the play.
Yes.
So there you go. I'll give you the rest of the grades coming up in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.